Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Trusting that you give God all the honor, the glory, and praise that is due unto his holy name. Because you know why? You woke up this morning clothed in your right mind, and when you looked out, the sun was shining today. And if it's not shining in your area, that's all right. The sun is shining in you today. Amen. So you should say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Just giving praise this morning because this is a brand new day that wasn't promised to us. Yes, you're tuned to Time to Talk About It. I am your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, and we will continue this broadcast in her honor. Amen, amen. And you know, we always, always start the broadcast off with prayer. So let's begin to just draw our minds in. And just get in that place right now. And if you have your prayer list, your personal prayer list, you know, just go ahead and hold it before God as we all touch and agree. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord Father. Knowing that you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I hold this prayer list before you, Lord Father, laying my hands on it, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of, Lord Father. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree with them right now, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done, Lord Father, not our will, Lord Father, but your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yamilet right now, Lord Father. Father, that has breast cancer, Lord. We hold before you Bobby, O God, that have throat cancer, Lord Father. We hold before you TJ that have pancreas, Virgin Walters that has lung cancer, Lord. Lisa that have cancer. Heavenly Father, we come against cancer right now in the name of Jesus. Father, pulling it up from the root cause right now, pushing it back out into outer darkness, Lord Father. And we ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch those that are asking for prayer right now, oh God. Father, touch their bodies right now, oh God. Some going through chemo, Lord, Father. Father, their immune system is so much compromised, Lord, Father. We ask you right now, oh God, to touch their immune system right now, Lord, Father. Give them the strength, oh God, that they need right now within you, Lord, Father. Knowing that by your stripes, Lord, Father, they are already healed, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for just moving on their behalf, Lord Father. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you, Rudy, right now, Lord Father. We come against every blood clot, every ailing right now, Lord Father, within his body right now, Lord Father, and we speak life and that more abundantly right now, Lord Father. We thank you for your healing virtue just flowing through and through him right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen him, Lord Father. We thank you for what you have already done for him, doing and about to do for him, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Hubert, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for bringing him out of the hospital. We thank you, O God, for your healing virtue, Lord Father, touching his eyes right now, Lord Father. We thank you for the healing, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for the healing right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen his wife, Lord Father. She continue, Lord Father, to take care of him in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jeremy, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father. For we know what you have done for him, Lord Father, knowing that you're a God of many chances, Lord Father. Father, you continue to give him life, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing him through, Lord. And we ask that you continue, oh God, to touch him, Lord. Touch the doctors, touch the nurses right now, Lord. All those, Lord Father, that come, Lord Father, to him, Lord Father. We speak, Lord Father, that your love, Lord Father God, flow from them, Lord Father, as they do, Lord Father, what they need to do for him, Lord. Father, we take you not for granted, Lord Father. We know that you continuously perform miracles, Lord Father. Father, give your people the eyes, Lord Father God, to see the miracles that you are performing, Lord Father, within people's lives, Lord Father, even in their own life right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we come against COVID right now, Lord Father, and all the strains right now, Lord, and we push it back out into outer darkness, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord Father, over our loved ones right now, Lord Father. Father, as they go out, Lord Father, cover them under the blood, Lord. Father, we ask for your shield of protection round about them, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for shielding and protecting our children as they go about, Lord Father, on their way to school, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, for covering them, Lord. Father, from bullying, traffickers, molesters right now, Lord Father. Father, cover them right now as we dispatch the angels right now, oh God, to go before them. Father, as we know that this is Holy Week, Lord Father. Father, let it not just be a Holy Week, Lord Father, but Father, let them take this time, Lord Father, seriously, Lord Father. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise for being mindful of us, the road, Lord Father, that you send your only begotten Son, O God, to die on the cross for us, Lord Father, to reconcile us back to you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and we glorify you right now, Lord. Father, for you are a loving God and you are so mindful of us, Lord Father. We thank you and just glorifying you. We can't praise you enough for all that you do, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for this broadcast, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for the many lives, Lord Father, that you have touched on this broadcast, Lord Father. We don't have to know who they are, how many they are, Lord Father. But we know, Lord Father, that you're moving, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for the nations, Lord Father, that this broadcast reaches, Lord Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for our listeners, Lord Father, our continual listeners. Lord Father, bless them immensely, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of right now, O God. And we thank you for just moving on their behalf right now, Lord. We thank you for peace. We thank you for every bill being paid in full. We thank you for joy and laughter, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for being that comforter for them, Lord Father. All those that lost loved ones right now, Lord Father. Let them, Lord Father, look upon you, knowing that you make no mistakes, Lord Father. You have a reason for all things, Lord Father. We may not understand, Lord Father, but we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Lord Father, for the comforter, Lord Father, that you have sent to us right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Ukraine right now, Lord Father, as we speak peace over in that nation right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're not going to forget this nation right now, Lord Father, as we continue to speak peace over our nations right now, Lord Father, as we continue, Lord Father, to cover, Lord Father, our president and vice president right now, Lord Father, and the decisions, Lord Father, that you allow them to make, Lord Father. We thank you and just glorifying you right now, Lord Father, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We hold before you Becky right now, Lord Father, asking you, oh God, to give her the peace and the strength, Lord Father. Cover her right now, for you know what she's in need of right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Minister Dolores right now, Lord Father, as we continue, Lord Father, to pray, Lord Father, for her healing right now, Lord Father. We ask right now, Lord, that you keep that hedge of protection round about her, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, for she is a soldier in your kingdom right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Prophetess Gaines right now, Lord Father. We ask you right now to cover her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Keep that hedge of protection round about her, her warring and minister angels, O God, standing guard, Lord Father. And Father, we ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and just glorifying you, Lord Father. Father, for hearing and answering prayers right now, Lord Father. We hold before you Bishop Clark and his family right now, Lord Father, on the loss of his uncle, Lord Father. We ask you, O God, to strengthen them right now, Lord. Strengthen the family right now. Give them the peace right now that and comfort, O God, that they need in you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, as we come before you, Lord Father, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, and we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, trying, Lord Father, to hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, we thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father, being on this broadcast, Lord, going through the airways, Lord Father, for those, oh God, that are listening now or listening at a later time, Lord Father, knowing, oh God, that your word is always on time. Father, we fail not, Lord Father, to give you the praise, Lord Father, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing, oh God, that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle, Lord Father. Father, we learn not to take no one and nothing for granted, Lord Father. We thank you for this day, oh God, that wasn't even promised to us, Lord Father. Father, you woke us up, Lord. You woke us up clothed in our right mind, Lord Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, Lord Father, but for others, Lord Father. You give us the use of our limbs, our five senses, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, and we ask you this day, Lord Father, to use us today, Lord. Use us today to glorify your kingdom, Lord. Use us today to draw others into your kingdom. Let us, oh God, be the light in someone's darkness today, Lord. Father, we ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all have to be praising God, thanking God. Don't just praise him. Praise him, people. Praise him. For you know what he has done for you. You know what he has brought you through today. And always remember, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Amen. Let me give you the word for today. It said, challenges are what make life interesting. Overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. Challenges are what make life interesting. Overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. Amen, amen, amen. Trust that you receive that because it is so true. It is so true, I tell you, the challenges that we face. But you know what? We have an awesome and powerful God that got our back, that we don't have to worry. As we go through, he is right there with us. Can you believe that? Can you believe that today? Tell you. Again, I am your host, Sister Diane, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time to talk about it, and that's what we're going to do, talk about it. So feel free today that if you have a question or you're in need of prayer or you even have a praise report, all you have to do is hit that one button. And if you do not know that number is 347-857-3925, and just hit that number one. I tell you, you ought to run, go tell a friend today. Tell him, come on, let's enjoy the word of God today. Let's just bask in his word today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as I prepare to come forth, Lord Father, with the word, Lord Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord Father, use me today as your vessel, Lord Father. As I open my mouth, Lord Father, speak, Lord Father, through me, Lord Father, that the people, Lord Father, may hear what you want them to hear, Lord Father. Father, I ask you to touch the hearts and the minds of the people, Lord Father. Unstop deaf ears, Lord Father, and break up that stony heart, Lord Father. And Father, use the word, Lord Father, to cut right now, Lord Father, like a two-edged sword right now, Lord Father. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord Father. So, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, O Lord. Father, I ask you this day, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Come on, are y'all excited about the word today? If y'all don't have your Bibles, would you go get your Bibles? That way you can follow along with me. You can know what I'm talking about. You know, I was taught that when the word is coming forth and, you know, they draw reference to, you know, a scripture in the Bible, you go and you follow along with what is being said. That way you're learning the word, not just hearing, you're seeing the word. And you're learning it, you're taking it in. So you know what? If you don't have your Bible, which that's all right, you have your cell phone, you can go ahead and download that Bible app and open up, you know, that Bible that you can go along and follow with us. Amen and amen. Today, I'm going to come forth. Today is your word, create. Your word, create. You're going to say, what is a word? A word is a single, distinct, meaningful element of speech or writing used with others or something alone to form a sentence and typically shown with a space on either side when written or printed. A command, password, or signal. And then you have, you know, similar words that will go with word is instruction, order, command. And how it came about this, it was very interesting. You know, I normally send out a good morning. And one of the good morning that I send out, it says, words are like keys. If you choose them right, can open any heart and shut any mouth. If you choose them right, they can open any heart and shut any mouth. And we can go as far as even changing and says, if you choose them right, they can open any door and shut any door. You can put it any which way you want, but your words are like keys. And it's true. It is true. Let me show you how powerful, you know, your words can be. If you turn your Bible to John 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I'm going to continue reading. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And when you drop down to the 14th verse, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, how did the Word became flesh? The Word became flesh when you see his only begotten Son came here. Came here. And this is why we're going through the process right now of the Holy Week. Because the Word became flesh, came for a purpose, to reconcile back to the Father. He grafted us in. Can you imagine that? Can your mind even fathom that? The Word. The Word. And just in case, let me give you even a better understanding on the Word. See, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Now, remember, when you go all the way back to the beginning in Genesis, remember now, your Word creates. And in the beginning, what did God do? What did he do? It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now listen now. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. He spoke it into existence. The world was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And he spoke and he said, let there be light. Let there be light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And in the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. We're going to drop down to verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together onto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. Verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 14, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for season and for days and years. You heard everything that he's saying. We're going to go down to verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 28, it says, and God blessed them,
And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Verse 29, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Now, everything that God said, it was created. And you see it with your eyes. Everything that he created. God give us the power and the authority. So the words that we use, we create. When the words say, write it down, write your vision down, and make it plain. It was a thought that was created in your mind. As the word came forth, the pictures came forth. What is the picture? The picture is a vision. You're now seeing your word in manifestation. When you write it down, you're seeing what you write down. You're believing this to come to pass. He gave you the power to create. The words that we speak, the words that we're speaking creates. That's why we ought to be very careful on what it is that we are saying, because those words is forming. And sooner or later, you're going to see the manifestation of the words that you have created. You're going to see the manifestation of it. So that's why when I saw that words are like keys, if you choose them right, they can open any heart and shut any door. And I said, you can say this as well. If you choose them right, they can open any door and shut any door. Okay? When you look at Proverbs 18 and 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You hear what it says? Life, death and life is in the power of the tongue. What are you speaking today? What are the words that are coming out of your mouth? And it's the life and death is in the power of the tongue. Look at situations that you're going through. You know the mountains that the Bible talk about, that you can speak it and it shall move? Is by the power of your words. The power. Some people have words, but they don't have the power behind the word. They don't have the anointing behind the word. They don't have the belief behind the word. Words are powerful, people. Whatever situation that you're going through, speak life. Speak life. You know, the speaker yesterday, when she was talking about the antidote for worry, I told you all many times because I was taught this, you know, you find the scriptures in the Bible that refers to whatever that you're going through, because, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. Different people, different places, but the situation is not new. The situation is not new. So you know what? You're hurting. You go, you find the scripture. You're going through a type of sickness. You look through the Bible, look for the healing scriptures, and you speak it. Just like she said, you write it down on index cards or, you know, I don't care, make a plaque, do something that is there. It becomes like an affirmation for you're speaking that word. You're speaking your healing. Not only that you're speaking it, decreeing it, and declaring it, you understand, but you are trusting God for his will to be done. Where is your faith, though? You know, yes, yeah, some of us have the faith of a mustard seed. He gave us that. But you know what? That mustard seed produced a massive harvest. It produced a massive harvest just from a little seed. And if you don't know what a mustard seed look like, just go ahead and just Google it, because they say Google is your best friend, or you maybe have Alexa or Siri, whoever, just ask them to show you that picture. But your word creates tendency of speaking negative. I learn, and I say this. This is what I say. I don't know about you all, but me, I say, Lord, I cancel every negative word that was spoken over my life, that it may fall to the ground to nothingness, and only your word shall come forth in my life. Forgive me for every negative word that has come out of my mouth, Lord. And Father, fill me with your word. Because, you know, sometimes when it is you're mad, the words that come out of your mouth, when words go out of your mouth, people, it's out there. It's out there. Until you get to that place, and I'm talking about that person too, on the receiving end of that word that you put out, until you get to that place in God to forget and not let that word fester within you, man, that's why we ought to be, when we're mad, it's best to walk away. It's best to, you know, not continue prolonging, you know, an argument that it escalates. Because when it's escalated, words are going to be said. You will speak debt over someone. You know, be careful. Because what you're speaking out to someone, be right there on you. You are speaking it onto yourself. Be careful. We teach our children. How do our children learn words? See, when that baby is inside the womb, that baby is hearing everything that goes on the outside, whether you want to believe it or not. That's why that baby could recognize the mother's voice. That's why that baby can recognize certain people's voice, because that baby is hearing, you know, that person voice on a constant basis. And if that voice is speaking to the baby, that baby is hearing. It is hearing everything. That's why we ought to be careful on what we're saying. And then when the baby is born, and here it is, everything that you're saying, they're sponges because they're taking it in. So as they learn to speak, they're mimicking what we're saying. You'll hear them say, say mama, say dada, say this, say that. And they begin to say, they hear it long enough, they're going to begin to say it. Can you imagine if you teach your child to pray? You teach your child to pray. You teaching your children the word of God. Can you imagine? You know, God is just smiling down on you. He is smiling down on you. But you have some that just use some very profane languages around the children. And then the children don't know no better. Well, we could say they didn't know better, because when they reach to that age, they know better. Because if you ever notice that children today, they're nothing like how we was growing up, or your sibling was when they was growing up. They are more advanced than we are. It's like they come out knowing how to operate a cell phone, a laptop, a tablet. You know, they're smarter than us, than we were back then. But the words that we're speaking in our homes, in our vehicles, on our jobs, you just have to stop and think, is it godly? You know, is it? Is God pleasing with what we say? Because you know what? Those words can destroy someone's life. Those words can encourage someone and stop them from committing suicide. Those words are powerful words. They are powerful words. You can use them to bless or curse. But remember, who God bless, no man can curse. I don't care how you try. Who God bless, no man can curse. What are we doing with the power and the authority that he has given us? What are we doing with it? Are we using it to, you know, help draw others into the kingdom? Is that what we're using it for? In Proverbs 13:2-3, it says, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. What are you speaking today? What are you speaking out into the atmosphere? See, we here at Logan International Ministry, City of Victory, we have a saying, okay? You say, say it, say it, say it, till you see it, see it, see it. You continue to speak it out of your mouth until you see it. Until you see it manifest. May not manifest when you want it to. Nothing happens before God's timing. Nothing. The same words that you're speaking, use those very words, pray to the Father. Have conversation with your Father in heaven, who is the creator of all things. All things. What are you doing today with that power and authority that you have? You go into your job, and there's chaos going on in your job, on your job. Are you going to allow that atmosphere to affect you? See, first off, before you leave home, you have to have that word with God, you know, that prayer time, and cover yourself under the blood. I told you all, I said, there is nothing that can happen to me today that the God in me cannot handle. You're going through pain, you know, hey, Lord, I need your help. You said by your stripes, I'm healed. The pain is severe. You ask others to touch and agree with you. When you put those words together, you're trusting and believing that God, the God within you, is creating that atmosphere. Create your atmosphere and don't allow other people to change your atmosphere. You don't be subject to their atmosphere. Let them be subject to your atmosphere. Always remember, good always overpower bad. Evil, whatever you want to call it, darkness, whatever you want to call it, always. Because you know what? This is just the absence of light. Because when the light come on, there is no more darkness. No more. So you speak life into your situation. You speak life into it, not death. That you consist of negative speaking. That's what. Negative speaking. Is that what you want to continue to create throughout the day as you wake up in the morning and you say, ah, I could just tell it's going to be a bad day? You're already speaking it out there. That's what you're speaking for yourself today. It's already going to be a bad day. You don't even know what the day is going to be. You probably wake up in pain and say that, but we say things out of our mouth without knowing what we say half the time. And like I say, as we go through this Holy Week, as, you know, hey, I guess we all need to do that research on truly the month that, you know, Jesus went through. He went through praising him one day and putting him on the cross the other. And even while he was there on the cross, he still forgives the one that asked for forgiveness. The word that they speak. So tell me today, what word are you speaking that is opening up doors for you? What doors is being opened today? Speaking that are closing doors today. People don't want to be, around you. What is it that you're speaking? Are you speaking life to someone, or are you speaking death and destruction over someone else? Watch your words. Watch your words. We're not perfect by a long shot. And you know, the thoughts that you have in your mind, your thoughts, the words, that is not coming out of your mouth, but you remember, say, your thought have wings. You ever sit in a service and you hear the the pastor say, "Yeah, someone in here thinking this or said that, your thoughts went straight to the pulpit. Person is that sensitive in the spirit and listening to you. You're saying one thing out of your mouth, but the thoughts that you have within your head that you think because nobody can see it or hear it, that, you know, is sacred, it's not. It is not. Have y'all ever been in a situation where, you know, call out and your thoughts and you didn't even say anything? I remember one time I was, you know, I was at the counter and my mind was just going, going, going. And Apostle yelled out to me, "Would you stop thinking? Everything is going to be okay." And I'm like, I was shocked. That's the first time. I was shocked because I'm like, I didn't even say nothing out of my mouth. But your thoughts, their words unsaid, just like you could have a conversation with God without even opening up your mouth, your words going, you know, in a quiet time, you and him just having that conversation, you're praying, you're talking to God. Your words are powerful. Be mindful of your words. Be mindful how you use your words. Be mindful. We in a world today, people don't care what they say. They say a soft answer turn away wrath. It's true. It does. Because this person can be going on and on and on with their words, and you didn't even answer them in the tone that they were speaking in. And automatically it kind of, some people it'll frustrate them, like, why is it, you know, she talking? And they will continue. They'll push a button to see how far they can go. And that soft answer was silent to me. They don't know how to react now. The way they expected you to come at them, you didn't. You didn't. Today, speak life over your children. Teach them how to speak life in their situation. Teach them how to talk to God. Teach them how to go in the Bible and find scriptures for whatever situations that they may be going through. Teach them. Teach them the power of their words, because their words becomes action. Their words become action. And then what are you going to do? Because you know it's nothing come out of that. And when God speaks to you and tells you to tell someone something, do it. Don't take the word as your word. It's not. God is using you at that time to bring forth that word. Don't take his word. It's not yours to take when he tells you to deliver a message to someone. Yours. We serve an awesome and powerful God. And he gives us the power to use his name. The power to use his name. What are you using his name for? What are you using his name for? person that you're using it to speak life over someone's life. Trusting that you're using that word to encourage someone else. You see, when you go over into Deuteronomy, and when Balak wanted Balaam to curse the people, God used Balaam to bless the people. He used him to bless the people, make Balak even more mad. Even more mad. But you know, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, and we're going to start at verse number 15. And I'm sorry, when he was talking about Balak, that was in Numbers. So I do apologize for that. That was, you can go and you can read that in Numbers chapter 23. And you will find that story. Say, who God bless, no man can curse. Remember that. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, starting at verse 15, it said, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. And that was the most part there, that important part right there that I just read. 19. He recording the day against the people. Choose life. Choose to speak life and not death. Choose to speak blessings and not curse. You serve an awesome God, people. You serve an awesome God. And you go in through and you say, you know what, Lord? I thank you for turning everything around for me. Everything that the enemy meant for my bad, I thank you for turning it around for my good. And you rejoice. We have to speak it out into the atmosphere. Decree it, declare it, believe what you are saying, believe what you are praying, believe who you are and who you belong to, believe that you are victorious, believe that you are the head and not the tail, you above and not beneath. Believe that you are who God say you are and not who man say you are. Can you speak life? Life is positive words. Death is negative words. Can you speak life over your household? Can you cancel the assignment of the enemy and render it null and void with the power and the authority that God has given you? Are you going and breaking those generational curses over your family, over your bloodline, over your household? Are you doing that? You speaking it out into the atmosphere. Are you doing that today? Your word creates. What is it that you're creating with your words? Because, you know, as you think it and you're writing it down, you're writing it down and you're writing it down. How do you think books come about? They're writing it down. They're writing it down. And as they're writing it down, they're seeing the vision. They're seeing the pictures. So pictures is coming forth. So they could create the pictures to go with the words that they're saying. You may have a business. You want a business. You think about it. You write it down. Now you begin to create the stuff. Only just the words creating, but the hands, every fiber of your being now is creating everything. What are you creating today? Are you decreeing and declaring? Are you speaking life? Or are you bearing false witness against your brothers and sisters? What are you doing? Because the day is going to come when you have to stand before your creator, the one who created you, the one that created everything, our Lord and Savior. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? You can't blame nobody for what you created. You created. Nobody did that. You was foolish enough to allow the enemy to continually using you, to continue to use you to wreak havoc in other people's lives. Do you see today the words that come out of people's mouths cause so much gun violence? It's not here today, gone tomorrow. You could have fought with your words. You could live to see another day. Today is not so. Because of the words that we choose to speak out of our mouth. God said he'll fight our battles. But no. We want to go and we want to pick up that gun. And we are so big and bad that, you know, we don't handle this ourselves. No. We have a God that can take care of our enemies better than we can. And we may not see what God is doing. Or we may say, God, I want you to hurt them like they hurt me. We don't tell God how to do his business. He gonna handle them better than we can handle them. Don't let your words cause you your debt or the debt of someone else because of the word and the lies and the deceit that you spoke. Because that blood has now rested upon your hands. Because of the words that you spoke, cause the enemy to operate greatly in that person. And he just performed. That's why I say your words turn into action. Do you want your word to turn into actions of a debt of someone? Or cause something to happen to someone. Some people go as far as doing witchcraft But people, please know, no sin goes unpunished. No sin goes unnoticed. None. You may cut someone out in your mind. You know, they're not knowing that that's what you're doing. You know, that's all right. God knows. He sees. He hears all. He created us. So today, let us watch our words. And if we mess up, we have a merciful, loving, and forgiving God that we can go to. We can go to him. You can go to him, people. I thank God that I can go to him. I thank God that he uses people to encourage me, to direct. Thank God for it. And they don't stay silent. I thank God for the word of warning, encouragement, improvement, you name it. I thank God. Why? Because he is mindful of me. Can you say that? All you have to say, God, thank you for being so mindful of me. Thank you for sending that person to warn me, for me to get myself back on the right track, to encourage me. Because you know what? As he uses someone to do that for you, you have that opportunity to use those very words, that very experience, that very testimony, let's put it that way, to encourage someone else. The power of your words that create. Your actions. Hear the word say, don't just be hearers of the word, be doers of the word too. A lot of people hear the word, speak the word, but they don't do what the word say. Let us not be one of them. As we be hearers of the word, let us be doers of the word as well. Let us encourage someone else. If God lay on your heart to do something for somebody, do it. Let's be real, people. You know the devil ain't going to tell you to do nothing good for nobody. If God tells you, and just spend that quality time, spend some time with this person, go to the nursing home. Well, you know, COVID restricts a lot of stuff these days. But one thing it don't restrict is the power of that phone. Because though you may not be able to go and visit them, you're able to call them on the phone. Some places restrict you from visitors. But you know what? If that door is open for you to go and visit, don't make an excuse why you can't go. There's a reason God wants you to do what he told you to do, to give that word. It's not about you, but it's about God's will. And he wants to use you. You say, open your mouth and he'll speak. That's what happens. He will speak. Are you going to allow God to do that today? Are you going to allow God to use you today? Are you going to be a light in someone's darkness today? Are you going to speak an encouraging word today? And you may call someone and they can't talk. They may be busy. But you can text them an encouraging word. Still a word. So we open the lines. If you have a question, a testimony, or just a need of prayer, you can just go ahead and you can hit that one button today. Just remember, God loves you, I love you, and I appreciate you all so much. I just thank God for this radio broadcast, touching nations. Thank God for those that even listen on a later date. Trusting that you enjoy in the man and woman of God that continue to grace this broadcast. Take heed to word of warning, instructions, preparation. Grasp that word when healing is going forth. Speak it over your life. What the song says, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Speak life over yourself. Speak life into the atmosphere. Cover yourself under the blood, because you know what? When Jesus died on that cross, there was healing in that blood. There was life in that blood. There was salvation in that blood. You got the blood covering. That's what you got. The blood covering. Cover today. Cover your household under the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, over your thoughts. See, you know, people take that for a joke when you say, plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. Your mind is the heart of all things. Your mind is where things are created. Your mind is the one that sends signals throughout your body. And when you go to Ephesians chapter 6, and let's go down to 11, and say, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. People, cover your mind. Plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, over your thoughts. Bring everything into subjection to the word of God. Everything. Who you are, know who you belong to. Know that you are not who man say you are, but you are who God say you are. Decree it, declare it, speak it out of your mouth. People, it's time to open your mouth. Stop giving the enemy reign over your life. Open your mouth, decree and declare who you are, who you belong to. He gave you that power to tread upon the enemy, to put the enemy under your feet, keep him under your feet, stomp on him. How are you stomping on him? You're stomping on him by using the word of God, speaking it out of your mouth, decreeing and declaring. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. Teach your children the power of their words. Teach your children how to pray and use the word of God to keep them covered, to protect them. Knowing that they get the angels, their angels, that they can dispatch to go before them. But no, we prefer to give them a gun. Tell them, anybody do you anything, use this. You don't even have to tell them. They see your actions. They see the words that you speak and the actions behind of it. So what did they do? They do the same thing that mommy, daddy, uncle, brother, sister are doing, or even their friends. But it's time now to take it back, people. Take it back by using the power that God has given you, our Creator, the true and living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you glory and I give you praise to say, Lord. Father, I'm trusting, Lord, Father, that as your word came forth, Lord, it touched and encouraged someone today, Lord, Father. Father, for them to open their mouths, Lord, Father, and speak, Lord, Father, your word, Lord, Father. Father, not just speak, Lord, Father, but speak with the power and the authority, Lord, Father, that you have given them, Lord, Father. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, their words can unlock many doors and close many doors, Lord, Father. But, Father, we're trusting in you, Lord, Father, that you will use us this day, Lord, Father, to be a light in someone's darkness, Lord. Encourage that person, Lord, Father, that is ready to commit suicide, Lord, Father, or do harm to others, Lord, Father. Let our words, Lord, Father, change their minds right now, Lord, Father. Father, let us not be ashamed nor afraid, Lord, Father, to speak your word, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, we continue to thank each and every one of our listeners, those that listen on a continual basis, our new listeners as well, those that listen at a later date. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link. And while you're clicking on that link to listening, go ahead and click like and follow us that you will know when we are live. I tell you again, visit our Facebook page, that's Logion International Ministries, and click on that link, and you can listen to this message and every other message that came forth. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. I tell you, there is power in unity. So as long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday, we have Facebook Live. And yes, again, visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and that service starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you do not have Facebook, that's okay. Join us on our conference line. Again, that number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Every Tuesday night, we have Bible Talk at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come on and just learn more about God. Join in the conversation, you know, as we have Bible Talk. And right back again every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you have Blog Talk Radio. And that call-in number is 347-857-3925. And today is Thursday. Wednesday, go ahead at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have Faith with No Accident with none other than our very own Pastor Diana Dungy, and that's some awesome listening. Oh, yes, yeah, you say, are you promoting? Hey, we all were brothers and sisters, keepers, and the word is not just for us. The word is for everyone. But you know what? Visit her broadcast today at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that call number is 516-387-1609. Again, that's 516-387-1609. And let me tell you, some awesome listening on that Block Talk Radio. So till then, you be blessed.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.